Between the NASA Michoud Assembly Facility and the Stennis Facility is a whole lot of people who rely on those two locations for providing serious, serious salaries and careers here in Southeast Louisiana and coastal Mississippi. But things have been up and down of late, so we asked Bill Harwood to join us. He's been covering the U.S. space program for more than 40 years and is a CBS News consultant. Morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, good, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. The news has gotten a little better lately, but for full disclosure, I had a son and a son-in-law who both worked at the NASA Michoud Assembly Facility and have now decided to go find jobs in other fields because of the ups and downs and the mass rounds of layoffs and downsizing we saw before the Big Beautiful Bill finally gave some people some confidence and we hear about rehirings. What is going on with the U.S. space program right now? Does it have a clear direction? Is there even a NASA administrator?
No and no. So it's a complicated story, as you well know, but what happened this year is the Trump administration's proposed budget for fiscal 26, next year's budget, which would start on October 1st, it basically reduces NASA's budget from $24.8 billion down to $18.8 billion. That's a $6 billion cut. And the science budget has been cut, you know, even worse. It's almost a 50% cut in what NASA spends on space science. That's interplanetary probes, Earth science, all of that. You mentioned job losses. NASA is trying to get people to take early retirement. Something like 3,000 people have left the agency at this point. There will be more. I'm not sure how to even couch it. You know, the Planetary Society, which was founded by Carl Sagan back in the day, said that the science cuts that are being proposed represent an extinction level event for NASA science. It's that bad. Now, having said that, as you mentioned, there's been a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps. The appropriations subcommittees in the House and Senate have both met and opted to put money back into NASA's budget. But it's a long process, as you know, and whether the administration will sign off on that or not, we don't yet know. In the meantime, NASA is proceeding as if these cuts are going to be implemented. There are 124 science missions underway or in development. 41 of those, I think, something like that, would get canceled. Another 17 would be zeroed out, and that includes active missions like the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the New Horizons Pluto probe, you might remember, which is now on the way to interstellar space and is still quite healthy. Even the Juno probe, which is in orbit around Jupiter right now and doing great work. So some of these things may be saved. We don't know yet. But if we don't have a signed budget by October 1st, then NASA proceeds, you know, if there's a continuing resolution, something like that, then it's being thought that NASA is going to press ahead with these cuts and proceed as if they're going to implement all of this and start shutting things down. So
yeah, that's got to be concerning for folks
on
the Space Coast, particularly at Michoud and Stennis. But we did get what was perceived at least as good news, and tell me if we misperceived that. In the Big Beautiful Bill, apparently we were told there was funding for Artemis to continue through a fifth rocket to bring astronauts back to the moon, and that the primary contractor, Boeing, and others in the region were going to rehire 90% of the hundreds and hundreds of people that had been laid off.
I can't verify the 90% number. It is true that they've added back additional missions. The Trump administration was going to end Artemis after the third flight. You know, there's a flight coming up. Artemis 2 is coming up early next year. That's going to send four astronauts around the moon, but not land on it. The Artemis 3 mission would land on the moon. And at that point, the Trump administration said, we're going to cancel SLS, the Space Launch System rocket. That's, you know, the first stage is built at Michoud, and the Orion crew capsule. So two flights at least have been added back to that. But again, remember, this depends on what actually gets enacted in the final budget. And we don't know that yet. But clearly, there's a lot of congressional support for the Space Launch System rocket and the work that's done at Michoud to keep that thing flying. And so hopefully, you know, from NASA's perspective anyway, those funds will, in fact, be restored. And we'll have the SLS around for a bit longer, one hopes.
When should we expect Congress to finalize the budget for that October 1st spending begin?
Well, I've got to point out that we hadn't, this country hasn't signed a budget, you know, by the fiscal year deadline in recent memory.
Yeah, we get these continuing resolutions.
And I don't think anybody expects it to happen. Yeah, I don't think anybody expects that to happen this time around either. So what you end up with is a continuing resolution or something like that. Now, the administration, there's a lot of concern out there that the administration is going to use some tools that would basically impound the NASA money, that money wouldn't flow to those programs that they want to cut, you know, until there is some finally enacted budget. But I can't predict how that's going to run. I'm not a budget guy, but it's a pretty grim outlook if the congressional folks don't win the day here.
Sounds like uncertainty will be certain, at least for a little while longer.
Right. Yeah.
Bill, always a pleasure to talk to you. I wish the news were better, but thank you. I know you keep your finger on this pulse, and it's always good to get your take on what's going on with space exploration. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you too. Take care.
CBS consultant Bill Harwood, 40-plus years of covering the U.S. space program. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. It's National Tell an Old Joke Day. A lot of people want to tell an old joke. We'll be back after this.